Political infighting in New Jersey opened a new front this weekend, and this morning, Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno vehemently denied accusations made over the weekend by Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer that the Lieutenant Governor tied Hurricane Sandy relief money to fast-tracking a housing project favored by Governor Chris Christie. Here's part of Guadagno's response.
I deny any suggestion made by Mayor Zimmer that there was ever any condition placed on the release of Sandy funds by me.
Guadagno said, in fact, she's visited Hoboken 13 times, thought she and the mayor were friends. For her part, Hoboken Mayor Zimmer says she didn't tell anyone about what she saw as strong-arming before because she thought no one would believe her until Bridgegate erupted. Melissa Hayes is State House reporter for New Jersey's Bergen Record. And Melissa, how is this new charge of punishment, which was the charge in the closing of the George Washington Bridge in Fort Lee, how's this new charge reverberating there?
It's really strengthened the partisan divide on this whole bridge issue to begin with. The Republicans are coming to the defense of the governor and his administration. The Democrats are saying this is something more that we need to look at now and that they're going to add this to their ongoing legislative inquiry into the bridge claims and whether there's any tie with this latest allegation.
We'll address that because a key player in the Hoboken development project is connected to the bridge scandal. He's David Sampson, Chris Christie's appointee to head the Port Authority, who also has a law firm that represents the building project in Hoboken. First, is that weird that the chair of the Port Authority would have a law firm? But also, what are people saying about that?
No, I mean, there's a lot of overlap in New Jersey, with things like this. And but people now, because of this allegation, are raising issue of that relationship and saying, you know, was there too much going on here in overlap between the Port Authority, who funded a study that said that this was a developable site, and now the fact that the chairman of the board of the Port Authority's firm is representing that developer, and Christie, you know, allegedly wants this project to go through. There's a lot of questions. I mean, David Sampson is a close friend of the governor's, and he's one of his advisors who's traveled the country with him to political events.
Well, these new charges about Hoboken went on all weekend. The Christie administration responded to what the Hoboken mayor charged first on MSNBC by saying that Hoboken had, in fact, received $70 million in relief money. But then the mayor came back and responded to that by saying it was really only $342,000 that came from the money that the state had received. Is she right, or is this a Democrat piling on, because she is a Democratic mayor?
Yes, she is a Democrat in a nonpartisan election, but she is a Democrat. We're trying to get to the bottom of the funding ourselves today, but what we know for certain is that the Christie administration is pointing at all of the money that has gone, not just specific grants that she has sought. They're pointing to money that FEMA has sent to homeowners to help them rebuild, and other money. She's talking about very specific money, hazardous mitigation grants. She applied for 7 of them. It's a total of like $127 million for things like buying out flood-prone properties, putting up flood walls, fixing some city infrastructure to better withstand flooding in the future. And she's saying she hasn't seen really any of that money, and that's what she's talking about. And we're trying to figure out if some of those applications are still pending or if she's been flat-out denied. But she definitely hasn't received that $100 million she's asking for from the state. The city would provide the $27 million as a matching fund.
Well, it's quite something there in your state. We know there's a small group of Occupy Sandy protesters setting up camp across the street from the State House, where Chris Christie is going to be inaugurated tomorrow. He made his first public interview and said, look, he's not angry. He's the kind of guy who has sharp elbows in public but works well privately. But speaking of sharp elbows, there's that little football game coming to New Jersey's MetLife Stadium in February. The Seattle Seahawks meeting the Denver Broncos, our Pats, and the San Francisco 49ers will be in their Barca loungers watching. But are there serious concerns about security at the game and whether officials might be distracted because of all of this?
No, they have a big security plan in place, one that they've been working on. I think you could say even before the last Super Bowl, they had sent people down to meet with security officials last year to see how they had a plan. And then this year, they've got a huge plan in place. They've been releasing details all week, all this past week. So I think that they're confident in their mission to protect people coming to the Super Bowl on February 2nd.
Melissa Hayes, State House reporter for the Bergen Record, one of many reporters in New Jersey who have had a lot to do lately. Melissa, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.